Okay. So this is John's story.
Yeah, it's relatively short. I was living up in Plymouth at the time, and I had a friend called Joanne, and we used to work together, and she used to be my, don't know what you call it really, and I used to look after my dad when he was alive, and the only time I got to myself really was a Sunday morning. And so Joe and I met on a Sunday morning, and we went for a drive up on Dartmoor. And I think we went to Ashburton and came across to Hay Tor and then back across the moor towards Plymouth. And we went through Poundstock. And as we came out of Poundstock on the Plymouth side, there's a kind of like a left-hand bend, which is about, it's not quite 90 degrees, it's about 70 degrees or so. And as I was going around this bend, something made the back end of the car swing out. And it was a little MX-5 sports car, and we had the roof down. It was a nice day. And as the back end swung around, so it put me at a tangent to the road. And the near side front tyre hit a rock on the verge. And so that meant that we went off the road at a tangent, and this rock had pushed the car up. And it so happened that on the other side of the verge, there was a drop. And so the car went up and turned, and then it landed almost four square on its top. Can't say the roof because it didn't have a roof, but you know, like, and so Joe and I hit the floor head first under a ton of metal, and it seemed at the time that the car went skidding along on what was grass and ferns and, you know, sort of stuff like that for ages and ages and ages. Time just slowed right down, and I can remember thinking in that moment, this isn't going to be any good for my looks. And I was just aware of like my the skin on my head just being completely torn off, and you know, who knows what. So the car came to a rest, and I was still conscious, having sort of thought as the car was turning around that I was powerless to do anything about it, and whatever will be, so I just relaxed. And anyway, the car was at a standstill, and we were trapped underneath it. And very soon there was a few people gathered around who must have been the cars following us. And there's a guy who said, I can see your feet quite clearly, and there's enough space for you to get, I can't see your feet, I can see you quite clearly behind the seat. If you can manage to extricate yourself, I can guide you backwards through what gap there is, and you'll be able to get out, but your passenger's stuck for the time being. So I was like trying to find the clips to the seat belt and to maneuver myself. I can't quite imagine it now even, but somehow or other I had to get from a seated position upside down to be able to bring my feet back over the seat and come out back first. So I don't know quite how I did it, but anyway, the guy managed to sort of describe to me how to manoeuvre myself to get myself out, and I walked away from that, and all I had really was a few scratches. Joe had meanwhile been stuck underneath it, and I didn't realise at the time, but I found out later that she'd had her arm resting on top of the door. And so the weight of the car was pinning her arm to the floor, so she couldn't move. And shortly after I got extricated from the car, the Devonair ambulance came and a road ambulance came. So the guy in the road ambulance took care of me, and by this time a fire crew and some police had turned up, and they managed to get around the car, and they each grabbed hold of a part of the car that they could. And one of them, on command, dragged Joe from underneath the car as the whole group of men lifted it up. Wow. For just long enough to be able to drag her out. So she got then taken to the air ambulance and flown into Derriford Hospital, quick smart. And I arrived in Derriford and got checked over after a drive in the road ambulance. And then we were reunited in the hospital. And that was pretty heavily emotional, really, because I just felt responsible. You know, I thought I almost killed my best friend here. Oh. And it was like quite a profound experience one way and another.
Yeah.
But it completely and utterly removed my fear of death, and you know, there's nothing to be afraid of. You'll be taken care of when the time comes.
That's amazing. Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Wow.
John, when you had the accident, did you turn the engine off?